but we'd be through picking by before October, anyhow, in September, because it come in early and it went out, you know. That was done to get ahead of the boll weevil as much as possible, you know. It would come in early and it was a... And another thing about it, when I was a boy, it taken 1,500 pounds of a seed cotton to gin out a 500 weight bale. That was about a one-third, you see. And this other was like a half and half cotton. 1,200 pound would gin you out 500 and better.
Yes.
Mint, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Seed smaller or fewer seed, I don't know too much, but I think it was. And that was a big improvement too. Now we get a bale to the acre. I made a bale to the acre a number of times, never spread nothing, just boy, we were leaving it that much. Just get the top crop.
When you got a bale acre, you figured
you're doing good. Now up there, they do better than that over there because they spray from that air, you know. That's a North Louisiana and up in Arkansas a good long ways.
Yeah.
They
get real.
They spray from the air, though. Take them airplanes and go up, you know.
Yeah, have their crops up there.
And they do better. They go way over a bale acre, have to. But their cotton don't get large, they get, they don't weigh either, about 3 foot tall, it's good stalks. Now leave it pretty close in the drill, you know, plenty of cotton. And the rows is not wide either, as you might would think. They don't have no 4 foot rows. I bet they ain't over 3 foot if they're that wide. And I've been up there when they spray it before they pick it. And those leaves drops off. And they got them pickers, you know, it ain't done by hand anymore. And it looked like a snowbank out there. It'd be just beautiful, you know, before the picker got in there, you know. They pick it twice.
Yeah.
And
always have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can recollect when it was done, a lot with colored people. It just takes droves of people to pick it. And a lot of times they'd plow cotton, they'd plow it under too, and couldn't get it picked. You just couldn't get enough of hands.
Weren't a lot of them here, were they?
Mm-hmm. Which of that?
Hands.
No, well here we never did grow enough to mount anything, you know. I'm talking about a couple of acres, you know, just small. But we was getting 40 and better cents a pound for it. You got better than $200 for a bale of cotton. And the seed would will pay for your ginning and baling of it. You'd have some money left out of seed if you know. Yeah, 40 cents a pound, 500 weight bale, I believe, figured you $200. I believe I'm figuring that right. And we always counted 500 pound, you know, a good bale of cotton, but from that up to around 6, you know, that's about as high as you'd go.
Yes. When you expected a good crop from the land, the soil was very, you'd say the soil was very... Huh. Did you have really good land here? Was it real?
Well, I think it was fairly good.
Fairly fertile,
yeah. I think it was. We use commercial all the time, you know. But I suppose they do that most everywhere nowadays and have for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, back when I was a boy, they used very, very little fertilizer. Very little.
Yeah.
But you know, fertilizer used to was cheap. It didn't cost you much. And, but today,
it caught it.
Oh, it's something else, yeah.
Today at
$5 a hundred for anything like a fertilizer now, a little better, you know. So if you was putting 700 or 800 pounds of the acre, you know, you'd be running, it'd cost you money.
Yeah,
but we use Rassmark on our garden fertilizer, and we usually use what you call a 3/8, 8/8, you know, pretty well
yeah.
Balanced fertilizer, but you got a lot higher grade fertilizer. But it's more money too.
Yeah.
And, we used to use more fertilizer for growing strawberries than anything else. Strawberries seemed like strictly made with fertilizer. Them out there, and things that got